I'm pleased to share this letter with you today. Dear friends at St. George on Yonge, I wish you a happy new year as we celebrate the first Sunday of Advent today. In the season of expectant waiting, may you be filled with joy, peace, hope, and love. I want to share a few things with you within the context of this pastoral letter. First, I am delighted to announce that I've reappointed the Reverend Leader as your priest in charge for another year. As you may know, some clergy in our diocese have indefinite appointments to their parishes. Others are in ministry settings where it is important to check in regularly to ensure that the ministry fit is still working for priest and people. I have discerned that Leonard's ongoing ministry at St. George on Yonge is a critical way of ensuring stability and continuity for your parish, especially during this pandemic. You are blessed to have such a faithful and diligent priest and pastor. Please continue to pray for Leonard in his ministry. Second, some of you have been asking about the future of Mandarin ministry at St. George on Yonge. Last spring, the Reverend Morning Wang concluded her curacy at St. George on Yonge. I was grateful for the mentoring and supervision that was provided by Father Leonard and the rest of the leadership team. The two-year full-time appointment had been funded equally through the Diocesan Curacy Fund and the Diocesan New Hope Board. The curacy funding ended at the conclusion of the curacy in May, and the residual amount from the New Hope Board has now been exhausted. This means there is no budget to continue Mandarin ministry at St. George on Yonge at this time, though the Mandarin-speaking ministry continues to flourish at St. James Cathedral. I know there is sadness and disappointment for many of us who have supported this ministry at St. George on Yonge over the past few years. I do hope you will find ways of continuing to reach out to the Mandarin community in your neighborhood and look for opportunities for new ministry alongside our Mandarin-speaking siblings. Third, I want to commend you for your ongoing commitment to the process of mission action planning. I understand that your work with Janet Marshall in the Department of Congregational Development has yielded some wonderful insights about your mission within your community. I pray that this will bear much fruit for the kingdom of God in your midst. Please be assured of my prayers as you continue to listen for the leading of the Spirit. I hope you and your loved ones are staying safe and well in the midst of this ongoing pandemic. I long for the day when I can be with you again in person. In the meantime, may I leave you with the words of the lovely Advent blessing from the Book of Alternative Services. May you be steadfast in faith, joyful in hope, and untiring in love all the days of your life. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you this Advent season and remain with you forevermore. Amen. Yours faithfully, the Right Reverend Kevin Robertson, Area Bishop of York Scarborough, with the Suffragan of Toronto. Please join me in congratulating and thanking Leonard for continuing his ministry here.